Morning. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for good morning that you gave it to us. We can come, have quiet time. We really want to hear your word, Father. Let's speak to us this morning. And then bless your servant that shared this message to everybody. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible. We open on the book of Genesis. Genesis 36, verse 1 to 8. Now these are the record of the generation of Esau. Esau took his wife from daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, and the granddaughter of Gibeon the Hivite. Also Basemat, Ishmael's daughter, the sister of Nebaioth. Ada bore Eliphaz to Esau, and Basemat bore Rehul, and Oholibamah bore Jeush and Zalam and Korah. These are the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Then Esau took his wives and his son and his daughters and all his household and his livelihood and all his cattle and all his goods which he has acquired in the land of Canaan and went to another land away from his brother Jacob, for their property had become too great for them to live together, and the land where they sojourned could not sustain them because of their livestock. So Esau lived in the hill country of Seir. Esau is Edom. Brothers and sisters, when I first time read Genesis 36, I wonder what kind of lesson that I can learn from this chapter. And then after I read the whole page, the whole chapter, oh yeah, now I understand why this chapter in the book of Genesis. Of course, this chapter want to tell us how about Esau and his descendant. And then from this chapter also we can see the end of the descendant of Esau. I didn't see one of his descendants come and worship Yahweh. There is no worshiper in the descendant of Esau. There is no one who believe in God in his descendant. And then second question come up in my mind. How come? How come? Because Esau is the third generation of Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and also, of course, Esau. And then he is the grandson of Abraham. I believe both Esau and Jacob know Abraham because Abraham lived till 175 years old. That means when Abraham 100 years old, he has Isaac. And Isaac in about 30 to 40 years old married so that Jacob and Esau can meet his grandpa around 30 years. And usually, as we know, as a grandpa, grandpa always talk to grandson. Grandpa, maybe he always tell long time story. That's why no one want to sit with grandpa too long, because grandpa talk and talk. By this occasion, I can see that Abraham share something to Esau and Jacob. But how can Esau cannot get something from this story. And then I see that Esau, as the man for his descendant, he didn't know who is God. That's the first problem. That's why he has nothing to share for his son. He has nothing to share for his grandson. He just share something happened in his life, but he didn't share his journey with God. This is the first thing. The second thing, I see that Esau married with wrong woman. Married with wrong woman. Let's see that on verse 2. Esau took his wife from the daughter of Canaan. Brothers and sisters, in Genesis chapter 15 verse 16, let's open 15 verse 16. Then in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. Now, I try to know what's the difference between Amorites and Canaan. So, Canaan is the name of the place. So, Amorites is the name of the people. So, when you took people from Canaan, that means you took Amorites. In the time of his grandpa, the Bible said, these people is very, very evil. But God still give them four generations to repent. Now, his grandpa know who is this kind of people. But Esau took the woman from this kind of people as his wife. No wonder, in Genesis chapter 28, verse 2 and 3. Let's see. His mom really upset with Esau because Esau took Canaan woman. And then Rebekah told Jacob, don't take this kind of woman as your wife. So his mom really upset. I try to understand why his mom upset when Esau took Canaan woman. Because as a woman, she feel that the success of the family depends from who is your wife. Esau took Canaan woman to start his own family. And then this is the second thing that make Esau far from God. The third point, if we see, go back to Genesis 37. Esau took his wife, verse 6, and his daughter, and his household, and his livestock, and all his cattle, and his goat, which is acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to another land. What the difference between Esau and Jacob when they moved to other place? I try to see from the story two times when Jacob want to move to other place, Genesis 32 and verse 22 and Genesis 35 verse 1 to 5, I saw that Jacob always asked God. Remember, Jacob say, if you not bless me, I will not let you go. Please bless me. But Esau, there is no this kind of story. It shows us that really Esau moved by himself. Brothers and sisters, if we see Esau from psychology side, we can see that this cat is a bitter man. In his heart, full of fire and full of bitterness. Because Jacob cheated him, but of course, Jacob did not cheat him. He sold his firstborn son, right, to Jacob. That's why he lost everything. And then now, he wants to prove himself that I can do everything by myself. That's why there is no story that Esau come to God and ask blessing from God. And another point, brothers and sisters, when Esau moved, the Bible told us, went to another land. The first time I don't understand, went to another land. Then after that, I read the whole story. Remember, when Abraham moved, God always tell him, move to the promised land. And Isaac moved to the promised land. And then Jacob moved to the promised land. Even in the end of this book, when Joseph already died in Egypt, Joseph asked the descendant to bring his bone, go back to the promised land. So at that time, the journey of Abraham's descendant must be promised land, not another land. Must promised land, not another land. Of course, brothers and sisters, when God told Abraham to go to promised land, it took around 400 years. Because in Genesis 15, God said, 4 generations, then your descendant will go back. At that time, they cannot see the promised land. They just believe by faith. Esau don't have this kind of faith. That's why he moved to another land. The far he moved to another land, the far his position from God. Oh, brothers and sisters, I learned this a lot. Sometimes we move. Move in career, move in education, move in everything. My question is, when we move, do we move to in the promise of God or we move to other land? That's the fourth point. And then finally, brothers and sisters, how can people like Esau and his descendant not come to God? If you see that in verse 6, Esau took his wife and then his livestock and all his cattle. So I can see that Esau is lekasing at his time. How can I say like this? He's very rich, brother and sister. He's the man. Although at that time, he didn't hold online company like Jack Ma or like other rich people, but for his time, he really rich. Compared to Jacob, in order to have some livestock, Jacob must think deeply how he gets something from Laban, his uncle. But Esau, no need to do that. Rich guy, man. Yeah. And then with his condition, make him not depend to God. Make him don't have experience with God that he can share to his descendant. No wonder when we read the whole chapter of Genesis 36, we didn't see he come to God, his descendant know God. Sad story, brothers and sisters. How can this happen? Start from himself. married with wrong woman, walk with his ambition, pursue his own dream, and then finish in the place where no God. Finish in the place where no God. How about our life? Today, we move. Not move apartment. We move to anywhere. We pursue our dream. But the most important, do you go with God or you go by yourself? If you go with God, I believe we will finish in the promised land, not finish in another land. The most sadness in our life, when we become old, and then when we look at the back, and we say, oh my goodness, I finished in wrong direction, in wrong place. No use. Last Sunday, you know, in Hong Kong, there is a marathon. Yeah. How do you feel when you see a person run very fast? Yeah, but he stopped at Chun Wan, not stop at Causeway Bay, because they must finish at Causeway Bay. But he stopped at Chun Wan. When he stopped in Chun Wan, no one know he finished. There is no applause for him. Sometimes we run so fast, but we finish at wrong place. Esau is an example for us. Run very fast. Success in finance, have a lot of son and granddaughter, but he finished at a wrong place. Let us pray and evaluate now where we are, in what position we are. Do we run in promised land or we run at another land? While we pray, we worship him. brothers and sisters, if we continue our Bible reading in the book of Genesis, then we can see that Jacob has 12 sons. And then among them, only one who fear of God, that's Joseph. What I want to tell you that it's not easy to build a descendant that fear and trust God. Really depend by Him. That's why let use or spend time for your family. Spend time for your son and daughter. Really pray for them. And then among us who has not have family, pray for your future spouse that God really send the good one. Not the rich one, not the handsome one or the beautiful one, but the one that can help you build together His kingdom. Let's spend time for this problem. We concern about physical food for our son and daughter, but this morning I want to remind you what kind of spiritual food that you feed for your son and daughter. Do you bless them with the word of God? Do you open your Bible and read together with your son and your daughter? What kind of conversation that you have in your dating with your spouse? Do you talk about the history of God? Or you just plan, oh yeah, if we get married, we have honeymoon around the world. We stay in this area. Do you talk about the Bible? How God blessed the family? Brothers and sisters, this is very important. We need to build our descendant with the word of God. So by doing this, we have strong basic to start our own family. And another point I want we pray this morning is, I see that there is imbalance in the church. In some way, there are a lot of women still single, but another side is very difficult to find a Christian man. We pray for them. We bring their name to God. We pray that God will bless them. Even in their single life, they're still faithful. They are not wrong in choose a guy as a husband. We pray that God will send the best man for our brothers and sisters, the best woman for our brothers and sisters in this church. So we really want to see that after 50 years, of course, before Jesus come as a second time, we see that our church full of a strong family, full of family who know Him, full of family who walk in the promised land, not to walk in another land. Now we spend time to use our privilege to pray for our brothers and sisters and other petition. First, for a group of people who fight for their cancer and then doing chemotherapy. Let's pray together. Also pray for their salvation. We pray that God open their heart while their families share gospel to them. Last part, we pray for our brother and sister who are seeking new job. We bring their name to God. Pray for mission. This morning we pray for SP Beijing and also SP Shanghai. We put these two churches and Pastor, Pastor Hansu and Pastor Ricky in the hand of God, so they can always share the gospel, build the member, and become a blessing for China. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP board, PSAM, and all the team. We pray that God bless board in leading this church. Let's pray together. Also pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men's Ministry, Women Ministry. Pray for SP 2.0. That means we pray. We believe that God will provide bigger space for us. Let's pray together. Alpha class will start on February 23rd. We pray that God will bless Alpha class. Non-believer can know God in this project. Yeah, we pray for all the teacher who leading this class. Last one, we pray for house church activity for tonight. before we leave the church, we are 10 persons in this room. Would you mind to walk closer one each other so that please pray for one another? Kenny in this room with Ashley, I with Andrew, and then Tim with another sister, and my wife go back, and then Jason come up. Yeah, if you know that the person have not have family, pray for future for them. If the person have family, then please pray that God bless the family. Yeah. Can just coming, can join at the back. I pray for Pastor Andrew. Yeah. And my wife move back. Yeah.